Get out of my mind. Get out of my mind. Get out of my head. Get out of my mind. Get out of my head. Get out of my mind. Get out of
love. What do you possibly think you know about love? You know, I'm sick and tired of men using love like it's some kind of disease you just catch. Love should have brought your ass home last night.
Welcome to the spot.
Welcome to the spot.
The spot is where I kick it.
Some days I sit and wish I was a kid again. Got a lot on my mind, I'm thinking I need.
You bring me joy when I'm down. Also,
oh, that's great. Yes, everyone, welcome to The Spot on CKUT 90.3 FM. The Spot is where I kick it every first and third Monday. Yo, it's the holidays. Like, we made it. Like, we made it to the end of this year. It is wild. I'm your host, Miss Nikki, and I'm telling you that it's wild. Like, I feel the exhaustion of this year. Like, it's weighing heavily on me, and I'm excited to have this little break. I get a quiet couple of weeks coming up, so I'm excited about that. I'm excited to regroup, re-strategize for the new year. And you know what? Overall, I'm proud. I'm proud of myself for this year. I'm proud of you all for this year, sticking it out with us. Listen, your great feedback and your great interaction with The Spot is what encouraged us, you know, to go on ahead and make this a regular bi-weekly thing. So you get us the first and you get us the third. So I'm excited. I'm excited about all the stuff that was accomplished this year, honestly. And I think that bigger and bigger things are to come. If you guys know anything about the stars and stuff and all the stuff happening currently, today is actually a really big day for manifestation and like energy shifts, and Jupiter and Saturn are connecting or something like that. Research it. It's really good. So if you have anything that you want to put out there in the atmosphere and in the universe for your life, something you want to pray on, something you've been meaning to ask, listen, today is the day to do it. Right here, right now, during our Christmas special. You know what? You want to do it right after our holiday special, actually, because I want you to listen, because we got some great stuff coming up today. I'm not gonna lie to y'all, I love Christmas, okay? So I have a large variety of Christmas songs coming up, but I also have some songs that are not Christmas, or songs that kind of just get me in the holiday spirit, but aren't really Christmas songs, so you'll hear that interwoven in today's playlist. And I am so excited because later on the show, we have Ashton coming on. If you guys don't know Ashton, this guy is, you know, he's huge. Like I'm talking like 20,000 followers on Instagram. Huge, you know, I'm talking signed. I'm talking, he makes music that we've played numerous times on this show. So I'm just really amped up to talk to him. So I want you guys to stay tuned for that interview. We have a great playlist coming up, of course, and we're going to touch on a couple of hot topics, a couple of VIP topics going into this holiday season. Obviously, there's a lot of new things going on if you're in the Quebec area, Montreal area. So we got to talk about that. But for now, let's be happy. Let's be in the spirit, the holiday spirit, and let's jump right in. So I'm starting off this episode. We got Tamar Braxton coming up with Santa Claus is Coming to Town. Then we got some Smino coming off with his holiday project, and John Legend and Stevie Wonder also coming up. So stay tuned. Here we go. Here's Tamar Braxton.
You better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why. Cause
Santa Claus is coming.
He's making a list and checking it twice. He's gonna find out who's naughty or nice. Cause
to town, and I'm gonna be waiting, so come and grab me, baby, and baby, come on down, and I'm gonna be as naughty as a Santa Claus, yeah, he's coming to town, Santa, Santa,
Santa Claus.
It's getting cold, different house, getting close, looking for bae, for bae. Santa Claus, do you got Adderall and Kush on your sleigh? Cause we gon' be out there. She got them pantyhose on panty, I'm gonna let my phone, a creation. I twist it like linguine, invisible, inks not over that bikini. She wanna meet the boy, I been Mr. Feeny. I'm off that good green, I keep that kid with me like Keenan. Saturday night we live, baby, Saturday night we live. I know I'm on your satellite, but my cables cannot be tied. Flipping you like a channel, not confused, don't give A5s. Like give a high, got in the forest, I made her run. Soon as she's snoring, I make her run. It's getting cold, in for house, getting close, looking for bae, for bae. Santa Claus, do you got Adderall and Kush on your sleigh? Cause we gon' be out there. She got them pantyhose on panty, I'm gonna let my phone, a creation. I twist it like linguine, invisible, inks not over that bikini.
Hold up, what's that? Who that? Where that come from? I don't, oh, that's my
Sego.
So cold. I'm cold like left phone red, ice cold Andre Adlib, 3,000 below. I get done when it get cold, so your tongue get stuck on pole. So come play in the snow. Yeah, I don't know. Why I wanna knock boots, not bugs, but
dance is for moments.
I'm trying to get unpredictable. Yo, ex, I'm the reciprocal.
Yeah,
you got the lingerie. Let's christen those.
Sweet babe,
under the mistletoe.
Baby,
yeah, I feel that.
It's getting cold, different house, getting close, looking for bae, for bae. Santa Claus, do you got Adderall and Kush on your sleigh? Cause we gon' be out there. She got them pantyhose on panty, I'm gonna let my phone, a creation. I twist it like linguine, invisible, inks not over that bikini.
Ah, yeah. Candle burning low. Lots of mistletoe. Lots of snow and ice everywhere. Oh, darling.
right, Montreal. Yes, welcome back. You're still tuned into The Spot on CKUT 90.3 FM. The Spot is where I kick it every first and third Monday. I'm your host, Miss Nikki. Make sure you keep up with us. You can follow us on all social media. We're on Twitter at TheSpot903. We're on Instagram at TheSpot903. And on Facebook, just search The Spot on CKUT. Hit that follow, like button. Please share with a friend because usually, we give you guys the best in discovery, R&B, soul, a little bit of hip-hop, a little bit of other genres, a little bit jazzy, a little bit alternative, you know, but mostly we focus on that lovely genre called R&B. Today, it's, you know, we're in the Christmas spirit, but it's a very soulful Christmas, okay? Or it's a very soulful holiday. I'm excited to share you guys with you guys some of my favorites around this holiday season. I try to switch it up from last year's Christmas specials, so, you know, you might hear some songs that you have not heard me play for this Christmas. All right, so what you just heard, John Legend and Stevie Wonder. That's what Christmas means to me. Two voices I did not know I needed together, but when I heard it, it was perfect. It made absolutely perfect sense because I'm like, you know, two extraordinary pianists, two extraordinary vocalists, songwriters. They are cut from the same cloth and together they sounded so buttery, so velvety. I love it. And before that, you heard Smino and Masigo with Slay. I think that is such a chill Christmas type of vibe. Like, this is how you spend Christmas when you just want to, you know, be on some under some kind of influence and laid up with your boo, if you have one, you know what I mean? Or maybe just by yourself, just chilling. It's such a laid back holiday. So I like Smino for giving us that one. He's so talented. And before that, you heard Tamar Braxton with Santa Claus is Coming to Town, her ratchet version of Santa Claus is Coming to Town, including the trap breakdown so that you can give a little twerk. I love it. I love it. So I'm going to continue to love all of the picks that we have because I love Christmas and I'm a little Christmas crazy. It took a little while this year to kick in, but now it's here. So you're in the middle of our Christmas special. We have Ashton coming up. If you guys don't know how to spell it, A-S-T-N. He's so dope. I'm so excited to talk to him. Like, I'm really, really excited. So we're going to take a quick little break and then we're going to come back, get into some VIP topics, and you know what? The rest of the music.
Stay tuned. The Spot will be right back on CKUT 90.3 FM.
In the fight against COVID-19, we must all continue to respect public health guidelines and follow self-isolation instructions. Self-isolate if you have symptoms. Self-isolate after testing. Self-isolate if the test is positive. Self-isolate when you return from a trip. And self-isolate when you've been in contact with someone who's tested positive. Self-isolation is important. Please, take it seriously. Learn more at quebec.ca/self-isolating. A message from the gouvernement du Québec.
Okay, Montreal. Yes, welcome back. Welcome back. You're still tuned into The Spot on CKUT 90.3 FM. The Spot is where I kick it every first and third Monday. Yes, yes. I'm excited. You're right in the middle, or the beginning, basically, of our holiday special. I'm playing Christmas tunes and other songs, you know what I mean? But mostly Christmas songs because I love it. And we have an interview coming up with my fave, one of my faves, Ashton. So dope. You know, if you guys listen to the show, you have heard quite a few of his songs. I just love this kid. So I can't wait to talk to him. He's, you know, coming to us from the States, but it's just, I love him, so I can't wait. You guys better stay tuned. Right now, though, we're going to get into a few of your VIP topics, you know, things that we need to discuss. Let's do that. Welcome to the VIP corner. Yes, guys, VIP topics. You're in the VIP corner. Very important people or very idiotic people, depending on how they're acting this week. Well, we got to talk about what's happening right now in Montreal. So, you know, we're heading into a new 18-day lockdown, guys. This is non-essential businesses are closing from December 25th to January 11th. It's crazy, you know, because it's like, at the end of the day, the holidays, we know it's going to be a big spreading thing. Like, you know, COVID, there's a word for it, but I'm blanking on it right now. But a lot of people are going to be visiting their family regardless, let's be honest. So I think what they're trying to do is kind of like halt the transmission a bit and just like ensure that we can control some of it. So I don't think it's a bad idea, especially since, I mean, you know, the vaccine is out and we're so close to like the goal. So, you know, a few more days of lockdown, it shouldn't be that terrible. Plus, I'll be in Ontario for the holidays. So where the lockdown, where the regulations where I'm at are not as strict. So I don't know. I don't know what it's going to be like when I come back home, but I hope that the spread has weakened and lessened. I'm tired of it. Like, I kind of don't want to hear the words COVID, Corona, 19 in 2021. I know we're going to have to discuss it, but you know what? Yeah, I don't want to. Now, another thing I wanted to mention quickly, I mean, we spoke, I believe last episode about the Versus battle that was coming up, Ashanti versus Keish Cole. That was canceled, actually, because Ashanti caught the virus, coronavirus, and it was really sad because, I mean, she was sick, so it's sad for that, but she was doing well. Out of her mouth, she said she was okay, and she, you know, she's just gonna take it easy and make sure that she stays safe and keeps everybody around her safe. However, it was sad for all the people who were ready and had their like popcorn and all that, their illegal watch parties set up because they wanted to see this Versus. I was sad because my group chat was popping. We were ready. And then somebody sent us the link that it had been canceled. So I was quite upset about that. But it did get rescheduled. So you guys are going to be able to see that in early January. January 9th, it was rescheduled. So that should be interesting. It's still a battle I'm down to see. A lot of people have their thoughts on who is better, who has most hits, and who should win. I was under the impression that Ashanti had the easy win, even though Keisha Cole does have a lot of hits and sleepers. I just, in my opinion, Ashanti had the more significant impact, even though Keisha Cole had a longer impact. You know what I mean? Let me know what you think. You know, you can always hit us up on social media, on Twitter at TheSpot903, on Instagram at TheSpot903, and, you know, just search us on Facebook, TheSpot on CKUT, hit that like button, and let me know what you think. Hit my DMs. I'm really curious. Okay. All right. So, there are a lot of things happening. There are a few things happening. There was the situation on Red Table with Olivia Jade that I found interesting. There is the another Versus battle that happened with E-40 and Too Short. It's just a bunch of things happening, you know what I mean? But, you know, I want to focus on some of the biggest moments that happened in 2020, you know what I mean? Just a quick little roundup since we're here, and it's my last episode before 2021, so, you know, I wanted to just talk to y'all a little bit, see how y'all are feeling. Obviously, the biggest thing we know is COVID-19. We don't really have to get into it. We've been talking about it all year. We know what happened. It's strange. It was a very strange year. We were quarantined. It was lockdowns, and people passed away, unfortunately. People made jokes. People got sick. It was horrible. You know what I mean? And now we have a vaccine, which a lot of people are not sure if they'll take. I'm not sure if I'll take. I'm curious to know your thoughts about that. Hit us up on social media about that. All right, that's COVID. We know we lost a great athlete in Kobe Bryant, and an inspiration to many in terms of just making it and persistence and endurance. He was such a symbol for that, and it was like still like such a shocking moment to everybody because it was so unexpected, right? The way he passed, and his daughter Gianna and the 7 other passengers who were on the helicopter. It was such a jarring, shocking moment. We also lost Pop Smoke, young rapper coming up who's very talented, young man, 20 years old, I believe. Just so much potential ahead of him. So much. He had a thing, you know? He had a thing that just was like that spark that you could tell it was about to just take off. And, oh, that story is so tragic. It's so tragic that how he was killed. Oh, my God. We lost Chadwick Boseman. We lost the Black Panther. That was sad. That was an eye-opener for a lot of people that you really just don't know what people are going through. We lost him to cancer. And, you know, a lot of people had said a lot of comments about his weight and stuff, and you really didn't even know what he was going through. So it's really a reminder to just, you know, keep your opinion to yourself sometimes, you know, especially when it comes to people's weight. How about that? Whew, it was, guys, there was a lot. Prince Harry left the royal family. He took it. Him and Meghan Markle were like deuces. Oh my God. Trump lost the election. That was fun. That was fun to watch. He imploded. That was, that was one of my favorite moments because it was just so funny. It was entertaining to me, the lengths that he was going to disprove that Joe Biden won this election. It was just incredible. I was seeing a live big baby cry. Like, it was amazing. I loved it. Whew. We had a lot of things. We had a big renaissance in terms of the Black Lives Matter movement and in terms of just like police reform, in terms of social justice, and in terms of equality, the equality conversation when it comes to Black minorities in many countries. It was really global. It started off really in the States, ignited by the horrendous murder of George Floyd and Breonna Taylor, and it spread like wildfire. It sparked the conversation of systemic racism here in Canada. Like, France was going nuts, you know, Europe and like in the UK was like really crazy. And it's just like we saw people just be fed up with things, and it's still going, and a lot of tangible changes have been made, which I'm proud to see. Unfortunately, Breonna Taylor's killers are still free. So I'm just saying, like, it's still say her name, hashtag say her name, hashtag Breonna Taylor. Another thing we saw in 2020 was an incredible rise in lives, obviously, Instagram live content, because we need a distraction. And boy, did the creatives come through. The creatives gave us Verses. Verses is dope. Obviously, we talk about Verses often every time a new one is announced. It started humbly. Swizz Beatz and Timbaland started the platform. They started off going head to head, 20 of their hits. You know, it was like a battle. It was really rugged. It was really underground. It was dope. Now, you know, it grew to something that was incredible. And we got a Brandy versus Monica moment. We had a Gucci versus Jeezy moment. We had a Patti LaBelle versus Gladys Knight moment. That was incredible. That platform was incredible. We saw on Club Quarantine, which was another successful live with DJ D Nice. He really just gathered the whole community and went live for hours of DJing, 8 hours straight, just amazing, amazing music. And you felt like you were at a club, and it was great. It was just great to see how we were able to come together even in these tough times and find ways to like free our mind and entertain ourselves. It was, that part was beautiful. 2020, a lot happened. It was a year, but listen, guys, we made it. And we have more music to get into, though. I want to know what you guys thought of the year. Hit us up, man. Hit us up at TheSpot903 on Twitter, at TheSpot903 on Instagram, and just search The Spot on CKUT on Facebook. Like, follow, share, DM, do all of that good stuff. If you want to follow my personal accounts, you're more than welcome to do so, at Nikki Music, at NikyMusique. The music is spelled in French. Keep up with all I'm doing. I also host a weekly podcast. If you want to get into that, it's really dope. My co-host and I, we just get into all of these disagreements over music and over urban pop culture. It's very funny. At Breakdown to Lowdown, if you want to listen. Breakdown, the number 2, Lowdown. And now let's get back into the music, all right? I want to get with this really jazzy, funky version of Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer by one of my faves, Mary J. Blige. Then we're going to get into some Lucky Day and some Toni Braxton. Stay tuned.
Come on, bass.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer had a very shiny nose. And if you ever saw him, you would even say it glows.
Come on, drums.
All of the other reindeer used to laugh and call him names, though they never let poor Rudolph join in any reindeer games. Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say, Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you come again?
Mm-hmm. was fun.
Said you want a romance. Well, I gave you a lot. Said you wanted mountains. Yeah, I put you on top. You could ever take my heart, but you got it on lock. I'm fucked up, baby. So fucked up, girl.
I believed your lies. Thought your heart was true. Where was your heart last night when I needed you? Love should have brought us home last night. Should have been with me, baby. Holding me tight. So don't be mad if your man isn't home tonight. Brought that ass home to me last night. So you wanna do this? Let's take it from the top, top, top. Thought a nigga could trust you, but obviously not, not, not. Yeah, you go changing stories, but baby, just stop. I'm fucked up, baby. Yeah. I'm fucked up, girl. Thought your heart was true. Where was your heart last night when I needed you? Love should have brought us home last night. You should have been with me, babe, holding me tight. So don't be mad if your man isn't home tonight. You should have brought that ass home to me last night. Thought you would have my back. Why you do me like that? When I ever treat you bad, yeah. Thought you would have my back. Why you do me like that? When I ever treat you bad, love should have brought.
Last night, you hurt me. Why did you deserve me? How could you? You know me, my lover, my homie. Night, hurt me. Why did you desert me? How could you? You know me, my lover. Love should have brought us home last night. You should have been with me, babe. Holding me tight. So don't be mad if your man isn't home tonight. You should have brought that ass home.
Troubles will be miles away.
Okay, okay, yes, 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 guys, you just heard Toni Braxton, Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas off of her Snowflakes of Love? No, I think it's just Snowflakes Christmas album right here on CKUT. You're listening to The Spot with Miss Nikki every first and third Monday. This is where I kick it, you know what I mean? Right here on CKUT 90.3 FM. Tell a friend to tell a friend, you know, right now we're having fun for the holiday season, but it's not always just Christmas tunes, you know what I mean? We do a lot on here. We got interviews, we got album reviews, when my friend Zach comes on, which is so dope. We give you the latest in Discovery R&B Soul. We give you some dope interviews with local and international artists. Listen, this is the spot. This is where you want to be. Before Toni Braxton, y'all heard Lucky Day with Shoulda. Love this track featuring Babyface. If y'all don't know this sample, I'm so sorry for you. And you see, it's not just Christmas music. I'm giving you a little other stuff in there intertwined. And we started off the segment with Mary J. Blige's version of Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. That's the only Rudolph I want to know, because that version is so funky. I just felt like, you know, Mary did it in the back of some club, you know, and I feel like, you know, like they were rushing to come in and shoot her. So she had to like really rush through to shut the song. You know, she was being chased by like some really fly jazz gangsters. This is what I picture. Don't mind me. My brain is strange. You should know this by now. If you listen to anything that I do, if you listen to The Spot, if you listen to Breakdown to Lowdown, if you listen to Agree to Disagree, y'all know I'm crazy. Don't act like you didn't know I'm crazy. By the way, you guys should listen to Agree to Disagree. You know, it's a Instagram TV, so IGTV show that Kay and I do. If you know Kay from the Morning Detour, shout out to her. She's my girl. Morning Detour, Friday mornings right here on CKUT, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. It's a very dope show. So we host Agree to Disagree on Instagram and on YouTube. It is the most hilarious show you will ever listen to. Or watch, because first of all, I'm an Aquarian. She's a Scorpio. I don't even know how we're friends, but it works. And the show is quite funny. So check that out. You can find all the details on my page, actually, at Nikki Music, at NikkyMusique. The music is spelled in French. If you want to keep up with all the other stuff I'm doing, The Spot is every first and third Monday right here on CKUT. Don't forget that. And you guys, don't forget, we have an interview with Ashton coming up very, very soon. But right now, we got to get into some more music, so let's do that. We got Sha Frank with Stella's Heart coming up, and we got a little Boys to Men Christmas classic you might have heard, and some Whitney Houston coming up. Stay tuned, we'll be right back.
Give me your heart, give me your heart. Oh, that I love you. I spy with my third eye, I love you from my root. Chakra, my plexus feels like a Lexus when I see you. Wanna come through, baby? Drive through. Do 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 do. I want me some me. Give me your
cold.
Let it snow,
baby.
Let it snow.
Oh, cheer with the weather.
Yes, Montreal. Yes, yes. You're still tuned in to The Spot on CKUT 90.3 FM. The Spot is where I kick it every first and third Monday. Right here. It's fun. I'm excited. What you just heard, man? Whitney Houston. Do you hear what I hear? My favorite version of that song because Whitney, so I don't need to explain that anymore. Before that, you heard Boyz II Men, Brian McKnight, Let It Snow, and... Oh, how calming, how just lovely, how Where Is My Boyfriend, so I can cuddle up to this song by the fireplace with my hot chocolate. I'm manifesting you in 2021, just saying. Before that, you heard Shaw Frank with Stella's Heart. The unbelievable talent we have in this city. It is incredible. Shaw Frank. I can't say it enough. Actually, go check out Shaw Frank. S-H-A-H Frank, spelled like Frank. Stella's Heart and all of her other stuff, because she's just... blows my mind. Incredible. Might have something coming up in the new year on the spot with her, so you might want to stay tuned. Now, as promised, I do have an interview with Ashton coming up, and I'm super excited about it. And right now, we're going to get into a little song from Ashton right now, and when we come back, we're going to talk to him. I'm very, very excited, so stay tuned. Let's go.
105, you gon' drive me wild. LA don't look good on you, baby. Out on night, Uber X outside. LA don't look good on you, baby. Fendi or red bottoms, you can keep your problems. Baby, I don't want them. Louis bag or Prada, you can't keep your problems. Baby, I don't want them, oh no.
I don't want them, no, no.
105, you gon' drive me wild. LA don't look good on you, baby.
Oh, no, yeah.
Out on night, Uber X outside. LA don't look good on you, baby. All your friends look the same, I can't tell who is who. Every night I see you out with somebody new. Losing your keys and picking up an attitude. Stay out too late and wake up in the afternoon. Fendi or red bottoms, you can keep your problems. Baby, I don't want them, oh no.
Don't want them, baby.
Louis bag or Prada, you can't keep your problems. Baby, I don't want them, oh no.
I don't want them, no, no.
105, you gon' drive me wild. LA don't look good on you, baby.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Out all night, Uber X outside. LA don't look good on you, baby. You should slow down, baby. LA don't look good on you. You should know that, baby. LA don't look good on you. You should slow down, baby. LA don't look good on you. You should know that, baby. 105, you gon' drive me wild. LA don't look good on you. Outside, LA don't look good on you, baby.
All right, Montreal. Yes, that was Ashton with LA Don't Look Good on You. And I'm so excited because, you know, we just heard the song, but he's actually right here. I've been talking about it all show. Let me stop talking now. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. Not much to complain about right now. How are you?
I'm good. Listen, it's almost really close to Christmas. So that means that I get a little break.
Hey, that's what I'm talking about. I feel you though.
Yo, I mean, I'm ready for this break. I think the listeners know that I am tired and I'm ready to just like go off the grid and like eat food. So,
right,
I mean,
yeah.
I guess it's what we've been doing all year.
Yeah, honestly, it's funny though, because people like, I know people are, I bet a ton of people are ready for this Christmas break and like, yeah, you know, just kind of relax for the holidays. But doesn't it seem like most of this year has been relaxing? Even though I think like most of the relaxing this year has been kind of stressful, just because
right, like, that's exactly what I was about to say. Like it was a stressful relaxation because it was right. Like also a forced relaxation.
Uh-huh.
We didn't have much of a choice over whether we were gonna, because you were kind of on pause and it was very like a strange time,
if we can say right. Like, you know, you were, it was a very uncertain time. So I think that's where a lot of the exhaustion from people comes from this year. But you know, enough of COVID.
I'm sure you talk about that very often.
Unfortunately. But the track that we just heard, first of all, lovely track, which is the latest single, by the way.
Thank you so much.
Can you walk us through that? Because I just love the message, but you know, I'll let you like kind of explain where it came from.
Yeah, absolutely. So yeah, I actually wrote this one last December, and we just put this one out in late November. Mm-hmm. And basically the so I moved to LA about a year and a half ago, and this was kind of from the perspective of me moving, like my mindset before going to LA. You know, everyone sees Los Angeles as this crazy place where it's like, mm-hmm. everyone's living a dream, and it just, you know, it's like a movie, you know, every night, whatever. Yeah. People going out partying, not really caring about, you know, much of anything other than just where they're gonna get the next fix or mm-hmm. or all this stuff. And
very superficial. You
know, right. It is super it's like very superficial, and it kind of spooked me a little bit because I'm very introverted and very like to myself. And you know, going out to LA, I was like, you know, I hope this city doesn't change me. And that's kind of what the song's about, you know? Yes. Song's about people moving there, and you know, you can see them change in real time. And
love,
you know,
the video, by the way.
Thank you so much. And as much as it does change a lot of people, there are plenty of amazing people there, which I figured out when I moved
yes.
there.
Yes.
There are amazing people there. And I've met some of my greatest friends there. And yeah, but that song's basically written from that kind of mindset. And yeah, but it's about a girl, but it's still that kind of like mindset, you know.
It's okay. I mean, we could have double entendres, you know. It's fine. It's
of
fine.
Course, yeah.
I was wondering, because I mean, obviously we know that you moved to LA, but I was just trying to figure out where exactly you originated from, because there's a lot. You were moving around, so
oh, yeah.
where do you claim?
Yeah, so I would say I'm from Panama City Beach, Florida.
Okay. Okay.
That's where I'm at right now. I'm home for the holidays, and yeah, I've lived for the past 7 years, but gosh, I've moved around for most of middle school, high school, growing up, and yeah, I also feel like that's what kind of drove me into music a lot. I mean, my dad, he really pushed me into it, but he, you know, with all moving and stuff, I didn't have a lot of time to like establish a good friend group and a bunch mm-hmm. of friends, so like with that extra time I had on my hands, I was like, hey, I'm just going to pick up a music program and start messing around with that. So,
well, that was a great idea. Let me tell you, because like, cause I mean, I'm telling you, I love it. I think the first time, like I heard you, I was ultimately very shocked because you are so young, and I was trying to figure out like, where does the R&B come from? Like how,
right.
What were your influences, you know? Cause it's pretty ingrained in your music, and I'm wondering, like, who are your inspirations? Who does, like, you know, inspire you to keep going?
Right. So when I very first started, the artist that inspired me most to really start writing and putting out music was Black Bear, and mm-hmm. he kind of had that like R&B pop kind of vibe.
Yes,
and
yes.
I quickly kind of moved on from that and moved into more of like, you know, the true, like the modern R&B neo soul singers, like
Daniel
Caesar, yeah. And recently I've loved Jasmine Sullivan. She's absolutely incredible. I've listened to a yes. bunch of her albums recently that she released like way back in the day.
Yes, and, we discuss how our favorite song right now is "Pick Up Your Feelings," because
yes, that song is absolutely amazing. I'm a sucker for vocals. Honestly, same, I don't really have a favorite genre. I don't really have a favorite genre. It's just if the vocals are good, hey, put me on.
Listen, you know? I feel you. As long as you're singing, that's one of the things I tell people too. Because my list is so like varied. On like when you go on my Apple Music or whatever, it's
yeah.
so much confusion for people. Obviously, my main love is R&B. Everybody knows that. Mm-hmm. But I love singing singers. You know, I love people who sing. So I'll listen yep. to literally anything if you can like just like hit my soul with the vocals.
Exactly. Yeah. That's the thing. Like I went through a phase. Well, I grew up listening to country music because I grew up in the South with my parents, and like, mm-hmm. I quickly moved out of that around high school and was like, yeah, this is not it anymore. And I recently came back to it. Now, you know,
I love country.
It's funny because you have to, I'm not saying that this is a must, but
yeah,
you gotta like sing or, you know, practice singing or whatever to really appreciate some people's vocals and appreciate what they can do with their vocals.
Exactly.
And
exactly.
Before I was able to, you know, really, really sing like this, I was pretty naive to how difficult it was for those people to do what they were doing in those songs. And I was like, now that I listen back to them, I'm like, geez, yeah, they're actually kind of doing something right now.
Yep. This is what I tell my friends who are like, maybe not as into music as I am. And because mm-hmm. I do music and because I do host many music related platforms, I'm kind of like ingrained in it. And if you, as a singer, you know when a singer is like doing something incredibly difficult
or
incredibly technical. So it's almost like you get a different level of appreciation for it, other than just it sounds good, but also how did you do that?
Totally.
which is incredible. Now, I'm wondering for you, what was your journey like to music? Like, right, because right now you're doing it. It's going really well. And to arrive to where you are right now, how difficult was it? What did you have to go through? Who said no? Who didn't say no? Or was it, you know, did you find it easy?
Yeah. So basically my dad grew up playing drums. He put me on the drum set when I was like 4 or 5 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And from there, put me in middle school band, high school band, all these things. I was playing on the drum line. And around my sophomore year of high school, me and my buddy picked up a FL Studio, which is my music program I work in. And we were just messing around, you know, we were working on like some dubstep stuff. And we were going crazy for like the first 3 years with just like electronic music.
Mm-hmm.
And soon after that, when I graduated from high school, I asked my parents for an audio interface and a microphone, just a little cheap one. And they ended up getting it for me because I wanted my friends to record on my beats and stuff that I was making. Right. And like shortly after that, I realized that like no one actually was going to record on them, or like I didn't really like what was going on there. So I was like, you know what, whatever, I'll just do this myself. And I'd been singing for about a year before then. I was been doing covers and stuff like that. But this was around 2016. And
So
when I first started, if anybody's listening and they think they can't sing, just let me tell you this. I was so bad when I first started. It was ridiculous. Okay. I have the video to prove it, but really practice does make you so much better. But
absolutely. You can hone it in, you know.
Oh, absolutely. Like, you know, it's funny how I think people don't understand that you can learn pitch. Pitch is something you can learn, you know. If you feel like you can't hit that note, eventually you will be able to hit that note.
Absolutely.
And a lot of it's just tone that's tough to teach. But yeah, so I got my interface and stuff, started recording stuff, and released my first song in like October of 2017. I released a few songs on like SoundCloud and stuff a few months before that, but really released my first song. It's called Love No More, and it's the first song on like all the major platforms.
Yes.
And yeah, it was crazy because, you know, I wasn't really getting any traction. It was just for the fun of it, which I'm so glad I didn't take it too hard that no one was listening to it. and then out of nowhere, I got this email at like 4 a.m. from this YouTube channel. They were like, yo, let me get the lyrics for this video or for this song. And I sent them to them. Like, I don't know what I was doing at 4 a.m. just sending lyrics, but